And now, The Tongue That Licked Tucson.
Deep down inside a mine shaft located not far from Tucson, Arizona, a couple of old prospectors, Shale Sam and Limestone Pete, are picking at chunks of rock in a vain attempt to find silver.
How about ready to give it up and get a job?
Yeah, well, got this feeling. We'll put a stick of half of dynamite over about here. And we'll give her a last blow there.
Won't do any good.
Yeah, well, we'll see, we'll see, we'll see.
Having placed the charge of dynamite and lit the fuse, the two old prospectors scamper up the shaft and out into the open.
I reckon she'll be about now.
Yep.
Might as well go into town while the dust clears.
Yep, might as well.
Late that afternoon, after a scorching bowl of Mexican chili at Pancho's Beanery, the two old prospectors return to their mine.
Yeah, well, she's cleared pretty good. Hand me that lantern there, Limestone. We'll see what... You hear something?
What?
It's getting near, wherever it is.
Sounds like something fly down there.
Damn, Limestone, I warned you about watching them late movies. All them primordial beasts come slithering out of them slant-eyed mine shafts.
Oh, shoot. They're just...
Did you see that there?
Wait a minute. Shine your light over there.
You should look.
Oh,
look
no.
Look at that thing there. Whoa. Oh,
It's early evening now, and in Burnt Squirrels, a suburb of Tucson, Mrs. Wadney Dupas stands in her kitchen doing the supper dishes.
Hey, dishes. What does he think? He married me so I could spend the rest of my... What is that thing out there? It's so long and fleshy. Good Lord, am I seeing what I'm seeing? I swear it looks like a giant tongue. It's coming this way. I better phone the sheriff. Sheriff, there's a giant tongue crossing Burnt Squirrels. No, I'm not drunk. You better... Oh, no. It's leaking the picture window. It's coming in here!
Damn, some housewife in Burnt Squirrels been out plucking peyote buttons again. One day we gotta do something about that.
Sheriff's Department? Yeah? No kidding. Was that call you got just about a giant tongue?
Not another one.
Yeah? Right, lady, we'll investigate. What's your address? What? Hello? I think something got her.
Yeah, that woman I talked to, something got her, too. Sheriff's Department. It's another one. A big tongue. I see. It's about to get you, I see. Hello? Got her.
Sheriff's Department. Something resembling a tongue is creeping across Burnt Squirrel. I see. How long would you say? Endless. I see. And tell me where? Hello?
Got her, huh?
You think we're having a peyote epidemic?
Well, we're sure as hell having something. Sheriff's Department.
You think we should get hold of Cage and Roy? He's aloft somewhere up there patrolling the North Highway.
Not a bad idea, Deputy.
Hey, Cage and Roy, you wake up there, 10-4.
Yeah, Cage and Roy, you no sleep. What is you want, eh, Sheriff? 10-4.
Listen, Cajun Roy, there's something weird going on out in Burnt Squirrels. We don't know if those housewives have been nibbling on cactus buds or what, but would you fly on out over there and take a look, 10-4?
Yes, yeah. Cajun Roy, he look.
While you're at it, keep your eyes open for anything out of the ordinary crawling around out there, 10-4.
Meanwhile, in the mayor's office...
Mr. Mayor, sir, I'm
Now, what the hell is this? Who let the press in here?
What about those hallucinations in Burnt Squirrel?
Now, no one in my suburbs hallucinate.
But, sir,
there are reports of a giant tongue headed toward Tucson.
Now, what do you think?
You nitwit.
Oh, wait a minute.
Now, shut up, Helen. All right, children, one at a time. Shut up. You over there, ask your question.
I'm Mr. Ben of the Tucson Library News.
I've never heard of you. Next question.
I'm Mr. Ben.
Now, shut up. You.
Polite of the Tucson Daily Times. Did you know that the suburbs of Burnt Squirrel has been demolished?
It has.
What?
Hey, I mean, Of course I know. I have no comment at this time. Now, shut up, Kevin. Now, will you shut up, please? Calm down. Now, shut up! You hear me? I said shut up!
Cajun Roy surveys the flattened suburb of Burnt Squirrels.
Oh, Sham! Look at that down there. This is reporting Cajun Roy, tenfold.
Read you, Cajun Roy. What do you see from up there, tenfold?
Pretty disheveled is the suburbs, by God, tenfold.
Do you see anything that looks like a big tongue, tenfold?
She's getting pretty dark now, too. Oh, my!
What is it, Cajun Roy, tenfold?
My goodness, is that ever some tongue?
Cajun Roy, you there? Answer, will you, tenfold?
Cajun Roy, we see very big tongue. Unrolled from North Mason Light. Long, meaty freeway, 10-4.
Christ, it's real. Listen, Cajun Roy, is it headed toward town, 10-4?
It's getting very dark. But Cajun Roy, he dropped down and fly along the tongue. Maybe he find one end, huh? 10-4.
Right. Be careful, 10-4.
Mr. Mayor, sir! Shut up, now, shut up, I have you, what's your question?
Now, Mr. Mayor, sir, the monster tongue has now destroyed Burnt Squirrel. It's probably headed toward the city center. It may even be on its way to City Hall. Now, you snake, what do you plan to do about it?
Yeah,
toward City Hall?
Aye, what action are you taking, Mr. Mayor?
Action. Right.
No, wait a minute, he's gone.
Mr. Mayor! Come back here, sir! Quick at the door!
Jesus!
It's confirmed, Mr. Mayor. There is a freak tongue out there, and in all probability, it's crawling towards Tucson. The Air National Guard. I believe you have to do that, sir. That's the spirit, Your Honor. Our boys will nip that tongue in the bud.
Leader of the pack to Charlie 7. We have a target, 4:30, slithering toward Tucson. Over.
Charlie 7, roger that. Leader, over.
We're gonna give that tongue a taste of something hot.
Look out, leader. That tongue is rattled. It's rising up. It's becoming a giant, towering tongue. Good Lord, it's...
Leader of the pack, Charlie 7. Come in. Do you read me? Charlie 7?
The whole squadron caught in what? I don't believe it. Caught in a tongue twister?
Oh, isn't Arizona a wonderful state? Their highways are so thick and so plush. Isn't that so?
I think this road is moving underneath us, dear.
Oh, of course it is. What won't they think of next?
Professor Arnold battles a bowl of Pancho's chili.
Water! Pancho, quick, water!
Here is the water.
Damn, Pancho. What do you put in this infernal chili?
Little tiny chili pepper.
Your little tiny chili pepper just singed the skin off my teeth.
Pancho Pinery, Pancho speaking. See? See, let's see. It's for your gringo professor.
Hello? Yes? You want me to stop the tongue terror of Tucson? Forget it.
You're not help.
The tenacity of them. They always call a professor during times of crises. I have better things than to consult on tongue tactics.
Such a nice highway. isn't it, dear?
Mm-hmm. Not much traffic.
Is there anyone left up there?
Cajun Roy is still observing from the chopper.
Well, tell him to get his Whirlybird over to Poncho's Beanery and pick up Professor Arnold.
But I thought the professor declined to help us.
We're going to try human sacrifice.
But, Mayor, isn't that a kind of a tasteless tactic?
Now do what I say and shut up.
Yeah, what do you want?
This is your President of the United States of America.
Oh.
My people tell me that you're getting a regular tongue thrashing out there.
Well, I don't know,
Mr. What's wrong? You've been tongue-tied.
I'm certain that by daybreak we'll have this tongue in hand, Mr. President.
Tongue in hand? Well, maybe that tongue doesn't mean any harm.
Well, no harm. It's just destroyed half my suburbs.
Well, you don't think it's just been a little slip of the tongue, do you?
Tongue twit.
Well, you'll give me a call when you think you're licked.
Such a nice road. Back in Michigan, we should have turnpikes such as this.
At least in Michigan, the highways don't slobber so much.
Look here, human sacrifice will not stop the tongue.
Maybe no, maybe yes. Cajun Roy has his orders. You come.
Your mayor is a thick-skinned numbskull trying to save his electoral ass. It'd take a ton of Poncho's chili to penetrate.
Professor Gringo has a thought.
Oh dear, quit stalling. Orders is orders.
Poncho.
See?
How many orders of chili can you make?
Oh, many? I don't know. Maybe 1,700,461 or two.
That might do. Come on, Cajun Roy. Roll up your sleeves. We're going to help Poncho make the biggest, hottest bowl of chili this side of the Rio Grande.
You want 16 more choppers to raise a bowl of chili? All right, you got 'em. Now tell me, what the hell for? To make a ring of chili around the perimeter of Tucson. Sweet Jesus.
Extra, extra, read all about it. Town Tower of Terror thwarted.
Thwarted.
Extra, extra, read all about it. Town Tower thwarted.
Thwarted.
Extra, extra, read all about it. Town Tower thwarted.
Yay.
Professor Arnold, Professor Emeritus of Tucson State University, and Poncho Relleno, Mexican-American and proprietor of Poncho's Beanery on North Sacramento Street, well known for the hottest chili in town, are the heroes of the day. Mr. Relleno, using his shrewd Bassaro wits...
Human sacrifice may have worked. Yes?
Well, Mayor, the tongue has turned tail and retreated to the mineshaft.
I saw it on the news.
For a minute there, I thought we were licked.
Please, no more tongue jokes.
Ah, well, we're sealing off the mouth of the mine.
What happened to those two twit tourists that thought the tongue was a throughway?
Well, they're all right. When it retracted, they drove right off the tip. Tip of the tongue.
Oh, please, God.
Yep, slipped right out from under them. Slip of the tongue.
Shut up.
May I say one thing more?
No.
Credits. Chris Henry as Rocket Pierre, Owen McGee as Flash Felix, Little Frida as Little Frida, and various peanuts were played by Skip Pink. The narrator was Dave Herman. In Tongue That Licked Tucson, Jeff Bailey played Mrs. Wadney Dupa, the mayor, and Professor Arnold. Skip Pink played the sheriff, the president, and a lot of other people. And in Flatback Dragon, Skip played Scotty and Tyrone the Trucker, and Owen McGee played the other trucker and the druid. Next week, another adventure with Rocket Pierre and the nincompoop of Neptune.
Stars and Stuff is produced by ZBS Media.